I have requested a meeting. I was in touch with Joe Carey from Clare and Alan Dillon from Mayo yesterday evening, but I was also in touch with Leo. So Leo is happy to meet all the TDs, the Fine Gael TDs in the affected counties. But I think he also wished to clarify that he wasn't in no way mentioning the 100% in his comments in the Dáil. So he also emphasised the point that he's still waiting on a revised proposal coming from Darragh O'Brien. So he has no insight into what Darragh O'Brien's thinking is or officials are working on. So we have to wait for that. So I think it's really, really important at this stage in the campaign. I know the campaign group are working so hard, both locally and even internationally, in terms of creating the awareness. The micro group themselves have put in a very, very heavy workload during the month of August and coming up with an economic rationale behind their proposal. So I think it is important to point out when it's coming very, very close to the line. And Leo sent me a message last night at midnight to say he was not referencing anything about what the percentage contribution was or should be. And he was also very, very keen to point out that he has no insight or no information as to what Darragh O'Brien will be proposing. So from a campaign point of view, I understand comments by politicians can be upsetting, and certainly for the people who continue to live this. So as far as I'm concerned, we continue to work towards an end date here, which needs to come soon. We can't have procrastination on this issue. I will be continuing to implore my colleagues right around the cabinet table that we need a decision as soon as possible. And as I said to Leo in one of my communications last night, I said the only thing that is of concern and focus to me at this stage and continues to be is that we will wake up some morning to hear in the news that a house has fallen down, and we all know the implications and the repercussions of that. So we have to keep the focus on this issue. Government cannot delay, and whatever is needed to be done should be done. Myself and my colleagues in Fine Gael, in all the affected counties, we're all on the same hymn sheet in terms of the 100%. In fact, last night I had a meeting with the Fine Gael executive and the Fine Gael councillors. Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh was very, very strong in making a proposal to the executive, which was unanimously accepted and agreed upon that it has to be 100%, because the 90% didn't work. The 90% wasn't honoured as it should be, but that ship has sailed at this stage. So it is full steam ahead with the proposal from our executive, and I'll certainly be pushing as hard as I possibly can.